for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, November the 24th, 2001. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Bill Smith of Fort Worth, Texas, is the minister of the morning.
I have been so blessed to be here in this meeting. As we travel, and a lot of times, people feel like the preachers don't never need to be ministered to. But so much of the time, as we go, it's always that I'm standing there. And I said, oh God, somebody bring a word to me. God, I'm poor, I'm needy. Not a world's goods, but of you. And this meeting has been so great. I sat through two classes, Brother Doc, yesterday morning, yesterday evening. So beautiful. And Brother Humbard lifted me up out of myself yesterday morning. I tease this brother here because I love him so much. I think this makes three times that I've got to be here to minister with him over Thanksgiving. Brother Robert Cameron, I tease him about no Scotchman being in glory. And really, they won't be. They'll all be saints. There won't be no Texans there either. And so, Brother Robert, last night, it was a simple word that we all know. But all in the manner of his delivery, it was dynamite. So, I thank God for this privilege and this opportunity. I want to say to the workers and all the people here, stand behind Brother Glenn and Sister Irma. Work with them. Help them. Tear the loads off from them. I've been with them since 1979. I'm not here as much as even I would like to be, because I make a trip into Mexico at least the average of every 3 months, because I have to keep the churches moving in God in Mexico. A stalled out position is a dangerous position. And God doesn't want anyone stalled out. Then I was wondering, how come that I love Robert so much? So this morning I found that out. You know, if you're hungry and thirsty after right, you're going to be filled. I found out he was a fisherman. God loves fishermen. God had 12 apostles. Jesus had 12 apostles, is that right? But he had three that were fishermen. And those three walked in inner circle with Jesus that the other nine did not walk. Walked in inner circle, a remnant. The reason why Jesus loved fishermen, fishermen can tell the biggest story of all, how the big one got away. How did they get big, Brother Robert? By getting away. My chest stuck out real big about 3 weeks ago. I was in Lake Gretel in Mexico fishing. Brother Robert, I caught a 7-pound black. Now that's big for a black bass. He was big, but how did he get that big? By getting away. So those three fishermen, they stood there and they cried out and said, death, hell, and the grave can't hold him. He got away. His name was Jesus. He got away. Brother Glenn, Sister Irma, and I, we went through. Could I have something to drink besides that olive oil? We went through a great disappointment in August. a minister that has ministered in this place, a true man of God, was overtaken, and a severe problem took him out of the ministry. He was pastoring a church. Thank you, my brother. We had another man said, well, I think I'll just stay over and I'll help him get straightened out. I went on my face and I said, God, I'm part responsible for him. And I said, God, you put within me that will reach him, that will turn him around. I go up to him, he come. His wife came to me all torn up, crying and crying and crying. And so he came. And I said, would you please get him to come tonight? I want to see him. She said, he won't do it. And I said, please ask him to come for me that I want to see him. I went up and I put my arm around him. He don't need condemned. He needs to be loved and brought back in relationship with God. He needs another chance. How many in this room today needs another chance with God? And oh, I said, brother, listen, he's ministered here in this church. This mission right here, I mean this chapel right here, he's ministered here. And I said, brother, can you go with me to Mexico? There is psychology and then there are slycology. Because Brother Robert, when I get him in Mexico, he don't have the language, he can't get away. I begin to minister to him and to love him, and just as we were driving, just put the word and put the word and put the word. We got in Padilla, Mexico, where I was going to take a shower. And, you know, we don't know what hot water heaters is. We told them we were going to come home and take ours out of our houses at home. So I said, brethren, I'll try not use all the hot water because there never was none to start with. I looked out there, Brother Glenn, this man that was in such problems. We bought 5 hectares of where we built the last training center in the last church. Walking and praying and walking and praying and walking. And God set him free. I brought him back home. He ministered Sunday night at Brother Jack's. Brother and sister, it's time that we see the remnant of God that's going to walk in the inner circle with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time that they come forth on the horizon today. Brother Humbard, you ought to been here a while ago. I sure was bragging on you. I didn't know anybody was preaching that kind of word. But I want to tell you something. I was talking to Brother Robert last night, telling him about the years that I was in business. 1971, I had a booming business, and probably if God would have been pleased for me to be there, I would probably be 3 or 4 times millionaire today. My little mother and father that loved me dearly, they said, son, churches go up and they go down. Son, why don't you get somebody to run that business and so you can fall back on it? That was my mother and father. They loved me. And I walked over, not the spiritual hype, grab it and grab it thing. I hate that. And I know that the Malachi said our words are stout against us. Sometimes we don't talk right. But I said, mother, I'm going to break that plow. I'm going to barbecue those cows because I ain't going back to plowing no more. I made up my mind that I'm going all the way through, and I'm going through into the kingdom of the living God. Sure, there was a lot of changes, but I was young and now I am older. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. There's never been a need that my God hasn't supplied for me. But you know, I made him first choice. Brother Robert, after all of these years praying, last week in the night I jumped up out of bed In the spirit I was crying out, oh God, that I might know you. Oh, that I might know you. I'm not talking about a little goosebump or here and there and yonder, or a little revelation here and there and yonder, but I'm talking about God walking in humanity today and seeing God bring forth himself into earth today. Oh, Toyo Mashiki. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, hallelujah. And then God spoke to me. He said, son, I want the message and the messenger now to become one. To become one now. I know that the Bible is written. I know the Ten Commandments. But Brother Robert, there's not going to be another Bible written. But God's writing it upon the table of our heart that we're living epistles and known and read of all men walking in the earth and delivering, groaning, and travailing creation. Hallelujah. But you see, these people going around unsent. And I said, oh God, you see, there are things that's changing that hasn't been there all of these years of ministry. The other night, I jumped up out of bed. And I was crying out to God for Glenn and Irma in the night season, calling their names before God. Listen, folks. Another man said to me this morning, he said, you're always praying. The Word of God said for me to always pray and not faint. So now, when you and I live in this asphalt jungle of Fort Worth, Texas. I've been there since I was a teenager. Was born in Oklahoma, grew up in California, and came to Fort Worth when I was a teenager, and I've been there ever since. There are times that I look out there, there have been businesses when I was in the business world. And people didn't do very good work, and it wasn't long until they lost their business. And they would hang out a banner. Somebody else come in and take the building and hang out a banner and said new management. Then you go into a cafe. The service hasn't been very good. The floors are dirty. Pretty soon there's no business. Somebody else comes in and paints and puts in new carpet and everything. Then they hang out a banner under new management. Now, brother and sister, today, I want you to know it's time as we, as the people of God, the elect of God, the remnant of God today, to hang out a banner today that we're going to bring this earth under new management. Hallelujah! Sister Mildred, the Word of God said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and the devil's an intruder. He's no part of this. And it says God's earth, and I want you to know we are God's earth. And what? What are we going to do today? We're going to hang out a banner, and we're going to bring this earth under new management. Why? I look at those that went down there and they wanted to get out of here. All of these type of things. But I said, oh God. And I want to tell you what Lake Hamilton has done for me. When you're driving down the road, you see we preachers, all we do is eat fried chicken, drive Cadillacs, and wear good suits. You know what, my brother? I thank God for them cruise controls. Oh, I get in that car, there's nobody there but me and God. I put that cruise control in and then the gumball machine don't get after me. And oh, we get in there and we talk to God. And God said to me, I said, God, I know that you said you were going to have a people that were going to rule on the earth. And I said, sometimes I don't rule 4104 Shack Court. And God said, I'm not asking you to do it alone, but I'm asking you to get in position that I can rule through you. I can speak the word through you and move through you. Hallelujah, God. And it's time that we begin to hang out the banner of bringing the earth under new management. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, Brother Humbard, yesterday, he made me want to learn how to preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This man over here got a dual ministry, such a beautiful song, beautiful voice, beautiful musician. And I play a radio and get static on it. I take a shower and be singing in the shower. My girls, when they were small, they'd say, Daddy, is your stomach hurting? But I said, God, if there's anything, you make me like Isaiah of old. And he went down there and got the tongues from off the altar and touched the lips. And I said, God, that every word that comes through here will be one that's come off from the altar of God, that's been touched by the Spirit of the living God. And it's not a word from man, but it's a word from the eternal God that's brought us into this hour. You know, I went to a place, and the Lord had blessed me, and we don't beg, borrow, or steal, because we don't have to. God knows what we have need of before we ever ask. There's not a one that's ever been here that I've ever brought any gimmick to you and asked you for anything. I don't have to. You won't know if I got $1 million in my pocket if I got 2 cents. Because I don't have to let you know. He knows. So, we're going along there. And I went down to some people that used to come here. And I went to Wimberley, Texas and preached a meeting. And I had a brand new Cadillac. And so they said, well, we want you to stay at the parsonage. And I said, that's fine with me. I drove up in that brand new Cadillac, and they said, the parsonage is not good enough for you. See, it's not good enough for you. But I want to tell you today, as you walk with God, it gets more lonelier every day. It's like the funnel, the closer you get down into the spout, the narrower that it gets. But why? Because God is bringing forth a people that's going to be the Word in this earth. Now, let's notice. Turn with me into the book of Daniel, chapter 7, and let's look at verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Now, looking at that, I'm in chapter 7. Chapter 7. Now, if you'll notice, that word wear out is mentally. Now, the only way that I can get overtaken is I can't get my senses together, Sister Mildred, and get a hold of the Word. You know when the enemy tries to jump on me at night when I'm sleeping? Because if I'm awake, I'll cut him to pieces with the sword. But you see, when I'm asleep, he tries to jump on me. Now, to wear us out mentally. If he can wear you down mentally, and then how many knows that sometimes you don't have time to pray fancy prayers, all you have time to say, in Jesus' name. I have seen cars, and I was about to get killed, and about 15 more were about to get killed in my diesel pickup. A truck coming down off in the mountain in a dirt road back in the jungles of Mexico, a brake hose had busted and there was no brakes. And the first thing that I wanted to do was just like Adam. Sister Mildred, jump out and take care of number one. I was going to open the door and bail out the side of my truck, but that truck was coming down. And so instead of that, it wasn't for me. There was a Catholic doctor. I wouldn't walk on nobody's feet. but a Catholic doctor. And so I went down to buy some tortillas, and I said to her, I said, ma'am, could I invite you to come to our service tonight? Well, she says, maybe. In Mexico, that means no. So I know she don't want no part of the Iglesia de Hallelujahs. See, that's the same thing in the United States as Holy Rollers. So, the next morning she said, can I ride out of the mountain with you and your people? And I said, yes. So we started out, and when this truck started coming down there, I turned around there and I said, in Jesus' name. And the man that was driving the truck, he whirled it around and it turned it up on its side. Gas was pouring out and he started running down the mountain. I grabbed him, turned, I said, we've got to get this truck back up on its wheels. She turned around at me and she says, Amano, says a doctor in the spirit too. You're a doctor in the spirit. You see, God didn't do it for me. We as people were always running for signs, and the Bible said signs shall follow them that believe.
Yes, amen.
And I said, God, you didn't do it for me. You did for that little Catholic doctor. Because miracles are for unbelievers. Now, where are you at mentally? All right? To change times and laws, that they be given into his hand until time and times and dividing of time. That's 3.5 years. We see this parallel all through the Bible. Even in the rain when James chapter 5 verse 17 and said Elijah is like passions as we are. Going all the way back to the closing up the heavens for 3 years and 6 months. Now, notice something, verse 26. If there are any English majors in here, when that word but, B-U-T, it changes the complete order of the context. Changes it all. And notice what it said. But the judgment shall sit, and they. Do I need to tell you who they are? I'm talking about the overcomers. Now, you say, what are you talking about? How many knows that Zion is in Jerusalem? There's 7 peaks in Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem. There's 7 peaks. But how many knows, Galatians chapter 4, verse 26, said Jerusalem above is free, and she is the mother of us all. Now that's what it says in Galatians 4 and 26. But notice something. Zion is in Jerusalem, but all of Jerusalem is not in Zion. Did you hear Brother Humbard talking about yesterday that there is a remnant, hallelujah to God, that's coming out from all of the rest? Many years ago, I was offered a pension. But they don't want me no more now. They say I'm over the hill. They don't know that I'm going around the curve and I'm going to be climbing again. So, guess what? Now, they offered me everything under the sun if I would join up with them. Now, notice what it says here. And they shall take away his dominion to consume, to destroy it unto the end. They just now hung out another banner and said, now we're coming under new management. Now, brother and sister, as I was sharing with you a while ago, on my way to Hot Springs, some years ago, and I was praying because my car becomes my altar. And I said, God, you said that we were going to reign. We, the overcomer, was going to rule the nations with a rod of iron. That's your word. He said, son, but I want to give you a secret. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm asking you to get in position that I can rule through you. Total commitment. Total surrender. Now, you know, I'm having some real great fun today. I'm ministering in a mission over on Hemp Hill Street. Sometimes I have to wade through a lot of stuff when I'm up here to get to God. They'll sing and we're going to be happy when we get over yonder. If I get any happier than I am now, I'm going to get a higher heaven to get into. I'm already happy. I've been set free.
Hallelujah.
He said, we'll be happy when we get over. I said, I already am. And if it gets any better than this, I'm going to get in a higher heaven. Well, I'm going to build my cabin next door to Jesus. I said, would it bother you too much if I read you just a little scripture out of Revelation 21? I see where God and man is united together, dwelling together in the same spirit. And I said, now, fasten them seatbelts real tight because we're going for a bumpy ride now. I said, talking about commingle together. Now, we talk about Christ in you, the hope of glory, but we're coming to the place that our life is hid with Christ and in God. Amen. So, this remnant is coming forth in the earth today. Now, let's notice as we look a little further. And they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom. Boy, that's getting better and better. And the greatness of the kingdom, what? Shall be given to the saints of the Most High God. Now, notice something here. Whose kingdom is a kingdom that will last for 3.5 years and then it's over with. Well, I've got mixed up now. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Now, have you ever seen when God just closed the doors on something? Have you ever questioned God and said, God, are you through with that order? God, are you moving us into another order? Have we already wallowed that one out? Come on. There are 9 feasts in the Bible, but they're all brought back into 3. Passover, Pentecost, tabernacling of God. Every last one of us has wallowed out Pentecost all of our lives. Then we've come crossing over tabernacle, but now what are we doing? I'm saying, God, whatever you need to do right here in this house, just get it ready. Move in. There's nothing reserved. You move in. Move in. I want you to tabernacle with me. Man said to me the other day, he said, you know, he said, Brother Bill, he said, did you know that the angel stood beside me while I was ministering? I said, oh, but that's wonderful. But I said, I'm being brought to a place that God's going to let me judge angels. Amen. Now, is that the book or not? All right, so I'm going to judge angels. Now, let's look at Hebrews. In the last days, I will make my angel spirit and my ministry a flame of fire. Brother, that flame's going to be burning here in Hot Springs, and it'll burn all the way to Fort Worth, Texas. And guess what? We'll hang up that banner. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we're going to return it back to God. Turn it back to God. Brother and sister, people say all the time, well, you know the devil, he's the god of this world. I said, but buddy, he's not the god of this world. He's not the god of this world. I'm getting rid of everything. And I want to tell you something else. If you don't believe that deliverance is commingled with the kingdom, you're all wrong. You can't do away with one without the other. You've got to have deliverance and the kingdom of God commingled together because we need a balance. Come on. Oh, God. But you see, now, I don't know what all God's going to do. But 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10 says He's coming to be admired in the believer. And that ain't all. What does He say? And to be glorified in the saints. Now, I'm not just talking about every Tom, Dick, and Jerry. I'm talking about the saints of God. I'm talking about the saints of God that bears the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is this getting heavy? Huh? But oh, I said, oh God, wash me. Wash me with the water of your word. Cleanse me, Lord, from who I am, what I am, and bring me forth in you. Oh, I tell you, the other day, you might have been ashamed of me. I was back in the jungles of Mexico. Sister Mildred, little old ladies and little old men, way up in years and not a church nowhere around, in there, don't know God. When in that howling desert, sand a blowing, and going into a sheep shed to have service. 13 were saved in that little old village. Then, in July, the 21st, I was in Mexico, and see, I see all of my colleagues and some of them that I raised in the ministry, they're already bishops now. They're wearing the chain and they're wearing a ring. I ain't wearing none of them. I'm only going to identify with one, and that's the Savior of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that I want to be at like. So, I'm getting down to the river. And I didn't have no pretty baptistry. We got a pretty baptistry in our church at home. I slid down that river, sliding down cow manure to get down into that river to the water. And I said, I wish some of them bishops could see me now. But when them little faces only have just a few snaggled teeth left because of their age, not in poverty, not to be able to go to get dental work, to see tears flowing and their face glowing because they have met the Savior. I'll slide down the bank again. Why? Because, brother and sister, this is our domain. We're going, and what are we going to do? We've hung out a new banner. And we got into Soledad. We got there, and I said, uh-oh, we got a problem tonight. We're going to see where we're at. So some people came from Montemorelos, Mexico, and they had their projectors, and they were showing movies, and you could come and see these movies, and I think maybe for like 10 or 12 cents of money, dos pesos, and you could see the movie. I said, we'll see where we're at tonight. If we got God, if we got the movies. That night, as we begin to minister, they filled up that place and said, we've had all of that all of our lives, and we just now got this. And said, I've been set free. And they'll look at me, and they feel like that they're not good enough to shake hands with me, so because and they'll reach around to shake hands with me like that. I walk right up there and I said, come on. It's a mi amigo. Mi hermano. You're my sister. You're my brother. You're not nobody's poor kin, folks. You're not an accident looking for a place to have. You're a Holy Ghost filled person. And if you please, you're a Holy Ghost millionaire. Guess what? Now, Joel and Melody, pastors in Arkansas, I think one of their ladies is here, is getting the money together, and we won't be in that sheep shed longer. We're building a new church. Building a new church. Now, brother and sister, I'm talking about bringing new management. Now, everyone before us, what have they done? And listen, tell me that, look at Israel. Their clothes grew with them. Their shoes grew on their feet. And they never even got old. And then Haggai said, the glory of the latter house is going to be greater than the former house. You ain't seen nothing yet. Brother Humbar said, we hadn't scratched the surface yet. Come on, folks. Well, it's just like he told me when I was 28 years old. I was in Beaumont, Texas, preaching. They said, I'll tell you what, you're young and you're full of a lot of fire now. But just wait till you get older. You'll cool down if they could see me now. I have nothing in my vocabulary to compromise. You say you're getting older. Let the years stack up. Even the doctors looked at you and said, my God, man, you're in good shape. Yeah, this was just week before I said, my God, man, you're in good shape. And I said, brother, I'm not a holy Joe or a holy nut. But I said, I want to tell you one thing. I preach the gospel and I do like Paul told me to do. I'm walking by the same rule. I'm going to walk into that divine life that Brother Rex, Brother Humbard was talking to us about. Walk into that divine hell. That we can walk from the divine hell into divine life. In the church you have healing that the children's bread. The Bible says, but in the kingdom you have divine life.
Now, new management.
I don't know what time it is. My wife waves a calendar. But I want to tell you something. Remember this. The messenger and the message, my brother, is becoming one. Son, thou dost have a heart that's wide open unto thy God. And know thou this, my son, thou hast run the race as long as others have. But son, it's not how that you've run, it's how long you've been there, it's how long you've run. And how that you have run after you got there. So you see, son, a quick work shall be done within thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Now, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Come on. How many likes to wade through a lot of stuff? How come we just can't enter in? Would you fasten your belts real tight? Enter behind the veil of humanity. Enter into the realm of the Spirit of God. He that is joined unto the Lord is what? One Spirit. He that sanctified and they that are sanctified are one. Brother Doc Noah, Brother Glenn has taught me a lot in down through these years. Brother Dr. Noah has been such a blessing into our church, and Brother Glenn and Sister Irma has been such a blessing to us. Last year in North Carolina, Brother Doc was a great blessing in Peachland, North Carolina. But I want to tell you something, folks. Yesterday, I was in two classes with Brother Doc. Yesterday, Brother Doc made us confess that Jesus Christ was our big brother. Then does the Bible say that you're heir and you're joint heir with Jesus Christ? For this cause, man shall leave father and mother and be joined unto his wife, and they become one. But I speak to you a great mystery. I'm speaking to you concerning Christ and the church. Now, Jesus Christ has been the greatest thing that's ever happened to my life. Fasten your belts real tight now. But it's time for Mrs. Jesus Christ to come forth on the scene. And that is His church. That is His body. Come on. It's time. Well, said, I'm waiting. Remember when God said to Moses, stand still and I shall see the salvation of the Lord? Sister Mildred, that don't mean be idle either. Stand and alert to me. Yesterday morning when Brother Humbard was ministering, I said, God, I'm not so much interested in these ears here. But oh God, that ear of the Spirit that was inside of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, that I grant to him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame with my Father and sit with him in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Now, so, how many is going away from here and going home? Not only put the banner out, but under new management. Hallelujah. Management. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. But the enemy is doing his thing. If there wasn't deliverance sinners like this right here, there's no telling what the enemy would do. You say, well, he's just not doing that much. In the garden, he was a serpent. Is that right? We read Revelation 12, Brother Robert, and he has become the dragon. We don't want to brag on anybody that can get kicked out of glory. But brother, he still grew and developed. Look at Hebron. Hebron, Abraham went down and negotiated to buy the property. and help. He said, I'll just give it to you. He said, I ain't going to have to take this world's goods to say you made me rich. Huh? That's what Abraham said to the sons of Heath. All right? He said, I'll not take what you got to offer that you can say you made Abraham rich. And guess what? He reached in his sock and he pulled out the money and he paid for it. Guess what? And there was a place of prayer, negotiation. But Sister Mildred would go on for a few years, and here comes another man by the name of Caleb that's got another spirit. That he and Joshua, the only company of that generation. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, fasten your belts down real tight. Me and Brother Humbard, we're going in with our grandchildren. Here is Caleb. Said, I'm just as well and able today as I was 45 years ago. What did he do? He stopped the aging process. Joshua stood that day and said, son, stand still. And the moon backed up in the valley of Angelon. Here is two men above 20 years of age. They went in of that old generation and they went in with the new. Brother and sister, today I may be older, but I'm going in this last generation. Yeah. Hallelujah. You see where? Well, I had a man come to my house that was a great preacher. When I first got saved, my mother thought that he hung the moon. It's a good preacher. But you know what happened? This precious man of God, he stalled out. Oh, he could move the church. But he stalled out and he came back. And guess what? We had grown on beyond where he was at. Now, this is a sad situation, folks, when the congregation has grown past in the leader. And so, you see, this is where we're at. And so, I was needing to go. I don't know what might have been to come down here to be a speaker here. I was needing to go. And he had come to the house that weekend and I ministered Sunday morning, but he ministered Sunday night. And so, he was still hanging around. Sister Mildred, I need to get on the road. You ever had that before? So, after a while, he just unloosened his belt a little bit and he just said, son, watch out and don't get on the deep end. And I said, but brother, you don't understand. The Bible said of his kingdom, there is no end. Of his kingdom, there is no end. Now, how many do we know since we've been walking with God, there are those that took and dug them channels out of the mainstream of God and dug them off a little revelation to themselves. I had a man came to us, was preaching three Adams. I said, if you believe there's three Adams, I believe there's three Atlanta, Georgias. Come on. And I said, brother, listen. He said, Adam produced a son after he became 100 years old. And he produced that son in maturity. And so he was matured. But I said, oh, but brother, you forgot to read. All in Adam die. All in Christ is made alive.
Hallelujah.
So I said, now, where are you at? He said, Royal Conquest. I don't know if y'all know him or not, but there's some good and bad. But he came. And I was laying up on the platform and I was going to be ministering and I was praying. He came over and he laid down beside me and he said, Brother Bill, you have really tore up my doctrine. And I said, brother, if we can prove it by the word, kick it out, it's trash. Brother, this is where we're at today. Are we going to put our banner out? Didn't he say his banner over us was love? All right? No. But judgment shall sit in, they shall take away his document, consume it, and destroy it to the end. All right? Then of his kingdom, there is no end. How many of us today, and those that serve and obey, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says it this way: the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but He's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but should all come to repentance. But you know what? It's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, that's going to enter in. It's He that doeth the will of the Father. There are those that are called, chosen, and faithful. Come on. Now, he said, well, I wish that I could just walk into that. You have to be brought into this realm of the Spirit by revelation from the Lord. Now, there was a little Moabitess that had a mother named mother-in-law named Naomi. She had a husband, but they left Bethlehem, Judea. Bethlehem, Judea is the house of bread. Any time that you take a trip away from the presence of God, you're in big trouble. I don't want to go to Lake Hamilton down there. They get on me. That's probably the very place you need to be. So, her husband dies. Well, Naomi's got two sons. Jephthah, come on. And guess what? They die. Man, I wonder how come that they died. God was not going to produce after that order no more. All the husband ministry died off. And God was not going to produce after that. But we had a little Moabitess. She made the choice. Remember, she came from an incest of generations. You had to go through 10 generations before purification, before you could be in the lineage of God. All right? So then what does she do? She goes down there. Of course, she don't get to live on silk stocking row. She has to go behind the reapers and get second pickings. But you know what that little remnant did? Went down there. Sister Mildred, they left those locks fall to the ground. And in those locks were apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all come into the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, and to the stature of the fullness of Christ, being no more children, crossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, not sliding men in cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to see, but speaking the truth in love, that we'll grow up in the head. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Now, where are we at? So, it's at the threshing floor. Sometimes God just has to beat the devil out of us. And I said, God? So, they go on. She gleans and she picks up those locks. Then Naomi, you stay close to mommy. I've seen all of these sons, Brother Humbard, that's out there and they're matured and they're running along by themselves. And the navel cord has not been clipped yet. Look at the Ezekiel. And brother and sister, but we're about on the verge now of the navel cord being released and being cut, and we're being released from mama unto the Father, the Lord Himself. And brother, it's about time. It's about time. So then what does she do? She goes on, and all of a sudden, word gets out. There's a damsel in here. And it's been told, him all the time what's taking place. And then, what does she do? At midnight, in the darkest hour, she goes down there, and you know, we don't have people coming into our place that wants to cling to John. They want to be apostles. They want to be apostles. I'm apostle so-and-so. I'm bishop so-and-so. I hope I'm not cursing this morning, but I want to tell you something. I am what I am by the grace of God, plus nothing else. I had none to start with. I have none today. It's all God. But I'm going to tell you something. You're looking at a man that's going to believe God, that he's going to trust him with what he's got. I've cried out this week. I said, God, bring me to the place that you can trust me. And brother, I believe he's going to do it. So what happens? He pulls his skirt over and redeems her. And then what happens? She, a son that is born. What's his name? Obed. And who is Obed? Who is he the father of? Did you hear that? He said Jesse. Now, my brother, who's Jesse the father of? What does Matthew 1 and 1 say? Jesus Christ, the son of Abraham and a son of David. Now, so what happened? All of that order passed away. But brother and sister, we're still trying to prop up things that God threw with. Yes, sir. We're trying to prop it up. Well, God, if I can just get it propped up, I believe it'll last through the day. It's going to fall. God used the brazen serpent one time, but he didn't use it no more. Brother, there's some things that God threw with. But how many is willing to run after the heart of God? Now, I know it's getting late, but turn with me into Revelation chapter 12. And we'll close it out right here. Revelation 12. And there appeared a great wonder. Now that means a sign. Now, did you know the Bible said that you're for signs? I went to Muncie, Indiana not too long ago and preached a meeting in Muncie, Indiana, 6 days and nights. And so all of the other interstates, I run them so long, I just about know where the bumps are. But in Muncie, going up that way, I didn't know where everything was. So I was driving at night and I was trying to read the signs to tell me where a station was so I could refuel up and head on for Texas. And so I looked over to this sign and there was a dead animal in the road. And I run over that animal. Blood was all over the side of my car. I thought, if the highway patrol somebody gets in, they're going to say, I killed somebody. I've got to get that blood off this car. So I had it when I stopped and got fuel. But I want to tell you something. That sign told me the exit and the station, the name of it. And I didn't go under that sign and park. I followed its direction. Now, brother and sister, today, how many of us have God's given us signs and given us directions today, and we better not camp under the direction. We better follow it out. You see, I can get rough because I'm leaving right after service. And my car's got automatic locks, and when I hit that lock, I'm gone. Come on. We're looking at the sign, and it said, well, if you don't like that, you see, this is my acre. Your name, Brother John? I thought that was a good name. Brother John, there are those that's hollering all around us. Look at that big oak tree. Look how great I am. They haven't even planted the acorn. It's still in the pocket. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm saying, God, today, help me plant that acorn that I'll get the oak tree growing. That people from all around can come and lodge under those branches and get food to eat. Hallelujah. They got the acorn, they got the oak tree, but the acorn is still in the pocket. Get it out of that pocket and get it planted in there that you can bring forth a tree that's going to bring forth a harvest. Hallelujah. How many is going home as a changed being? I met this young lady and this young man this morning. So kind. So observant. He said, brother, do you have time? Could you just pray for us? We stopped right there and prayed and ministered to them. And there was no prophecy. These backdoor prophecies and telephone prophecies will get you in trouble. Brother, you get it out there so it can be judged by the headship. Let's get it in order. I'm going home a changed being. I'm going home, and I'm declaring to our church in the morning, we're hanging out a new banner. We're coming under new management. He's not just my Savior. He's not just my Redeemer. But oh, now He's my Lord. I'm not just giving Him part of me, but I said, God, it's all Yours. Total commitment. Now, there was a great sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. This woman is representing every age up to here. This is the Eve in the last book of your Bible. This is the church. And she's clothed with the sun. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. I believe that God is a triune God. I believe that there are four seasons in creation. Sister Mildred, there are four directions, north, south, east, and west. But what's taking place now? The Creator and creation is being commingled together. Three times four is 12. 12 times 12 is 12 is governmental order. 12 times 12 is a spirit-guided life. Sometimes I look at Revelation 14 and I believe that's a literal number. But really and truly, I believe, you say, I don't believe that. Well, I'll give you the benefit of being wrong. I believe that it's a group number. A spirit-guided life. That's what we're coming for. Now, the moon, the reflecting light, the sun, all right? And under, and upon her crown, 12 stars in governmental order. How many knows that God's a God of order? If you don't believe that, when they fed the 5,000, besides the women and children, with the loaves and the fishes, Jesus told them to pick up the coat, the bottles, and the paper. He said He didn't say that. He said pick up the fragments. God of order. What is happening today? God is not going to break the pattern for me, Brother John. He's not going to change just for me. But oh, as they said this morning, if I fall on that pattern, I'll be broken. But if that pattern falls on me, I'll be ground to powder. But I'm crying out every day, God, help me to fall on that word so that I can be changed. So that I can be changed. Now let's look at verse 2. And she being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. I was so grateful last night when Brother Robert took the birthing box. Brother Robert Nim's church, there's been over 1,500 saved in their church this year, and we still got a month and 10 days. We sure haven't at home. And I've cried out to God. I said, God, the barren womb is in this place. You breathe upon the people and you draw them from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. And I'm not here to brag on Bill Smith, but it's not a hurting for the word. But there's a lot of people that don't want this. They want something that will tickle their ears. But I want to tell you something. God's through. And like Brother Robert was talking about last night. Did you hear what my brother said last night? He said, I know the difference of laughing in the spirit and in the flesh. Did you hear him say that last night? You know what he did? He knocked a touchdown and a home run too. In me. Because we had them to come around in our place and they're just all laughing. So, I was troubled. How many know if you'll be honest with God, He'll be honest with you? So, I go over to Mexico. And here's one of my pastors, little bitty baby, like 3 months old. Guess what? It can't speak no English or no Spanish either. And so, I reached over there and I touched it on the lips and started playing with it. how to goo-goo at it. You know what it did? It laughed at me. You said, anybody would laugh if they saw that face. It laughed at me. And God says, now you have your answer. Babies will laugh, but people will stay where I can talk to them and change their life and bring them where I'm after. Babies will laugh, but I want to talk to you as a man talking to a man. Because why? I want to see God change every area of me. Every area. And I want to tell you something. We got a Bible college, just got it completed in Mexico, in the village of Estacada. It's ready right now to start bringing the students in to teach them the ways of God. And we're not going to teach them tradition, we're going to teach them the kingdom of God. They don't know nothing, so now we'll start at the ground level. Come on. And teach them the ways of God. All right? So now, notice what it says. And then I promise you I will close. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, another sign. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. Now, did you know, reading Job, said the devil comes going to and fro in the earth. Is that what the Bible says? So, why is he going to and fro in the earth? He's looking for a job. He's unemployed. So, what is God doing? God is saying, I'm bringing you a place that you will keep him unemployed. What's Lake Hamilton doing? In these deliverance service, they're keeping him unemployed. But he became a dragon. Come on. Where'd you come from? All going to and fro on the earth, walking up and down in it. And God said, hey boy, you consider my servant Job. It wasn't Job's idea. You know what? Job had only knew the right hand of God. But God is not a one-armed bandit. And God introduced to Job the left hand of God, the dealings of God. Now, brother and sister, today, God's going to bring us in balance. We're going to know the dealings of God ourselves. Now, so, going to and fro in the earth, looking for a job. Well, I've got to keep him unemployed. Okay, so then I go on. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Robert brought that birthing box, put it up here, and prayed for all of those names in that birthing box. And I thank God for that. But I want to tell you something. You and I in the body of Christ today, we're going through birthing pains today to birth forth another order of God in our lives. And listen, birthing pains, I never will forget when I was with my baby daughter. My wife and I, we were there when she gave birth to Amy. And she looked over at her husband. She says, let me tell you something. You're going to have the next one. She said, this hurts. And you're going to have the next one. Now, brother, birthing pains hurt. But God is producing a product that's going to rule this nation. Now, so now, birthing pains, yes, come on. Come on. All right? And guess what? And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and through the throne. What's happened? New management. New management. Now, brother and sister, today, do you believe that the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's? First, over in Psalms chapter 24, verse 1. Corinthians 2 times. In the same chapter, God repeated himself and said, the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. Brother and sister, we are the feet ministry, aren't we? We're in contact with the earth. This is our domain. You ought to try to come to my house when I had those China chows come to that back gate if they don't know you and you go in there. That was their domain and they guarded it. And they guarded Daddy's boat and they guarded all of Daddy's equipment back there. But brother, how many of us today we let the enemy steal from us? Can I close a second time now? How many knows that Jesus hung between two thieves? One on the left and the other on the right. And then I had people to come to me and all they were just praising God for one thief. Come on, folks. I ain't never seen a good thief. Said, the other one was railing and carrying on and so all this good thief. When you come into your kingdom, remember me. Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Now, what's the problem? I'm glad you asked. The problem is this. He said, when you come into your kingdom, brother and sister, he was as much in his kingdom as he ever was or ever will be. But he didn't know it. And today we're saying, God, when you get the power, please give it to me. Brother, today is the day. The hour has come to you and I. As brother said this morning about John 17, when Jesus cried out, and every people wants to go back to Matthew and said, that's the Lord's Prayer. That is not the Lord's Prayer for. He's teaching us how to pray. Matthew 17 is the priestly prayer of God. He said this, Father, glorify me with the glory which I had before the world was. Then he turned around and he said, Father, the hour has come. Now, I feel with all of my heart that the hour has come for you and I. I'm not going to apologize for being long-winded. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, today, we praise you for your precious word, Lord. God, your word is a light to our path and a lamp unto our feet, Lord. God, the word this morning that's been of you, Lord, let it sink down deep into these vessels here, Lord. God, that they'll not soon or shortly forget it, Lord. But, oh God, that anything that's been of me that's injected in it, Lord, help them to forget it before they leave this room today, Lord. But, oh God, that which is you, Lord, let it go down deep that they'll take it home, Lord, and bring change to the earth, Lord. Father, we'll give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thou did come in one way, but thou wilt go home another way. Yea, thy God hath changed in bringing forth the word to change, to even stop thine, unstop thine inner ear. Yea, that thou would hear the voice of thy God, that thou would be changed. From one realm of glory unto another realm of glory. This is a day that I have chosen. And yea, thou art not here by chance, but yea, thou art here by a divine appointment. Yea, that I could bring thee from one order into another order. Yea, that thou would walk in this earth. Yea, and stand tall in me, saith thy God. That thou would turn the hearts of the fathers unto the children, and the hearts of the children unto the fathers. This is the day of my change, saith thy God. Allow thy God to work within thee, and yea, to bring forth his very nature, his character within thee, because this is a day that I've ordained, and this is a day that I planned ahead of time, prearranged, yea, to bring thee in, yea, that thou would even go home another way, and yea, even as thou dost go home, thou shalt start revival in thine own church and in thine own place of worship, because this is the day that I have brought thee out, yea, that I could bring thee in to reveal myself within thee and through thee, saith thy God.
Hallelujah.
I want your glory, Lord, more than anything else. I want your glory, Lord, more than life itself. I want to feel your touch down in my soul. Your Holy Spirit in control I hunger for. I want your glory, Lord. Oh, sing it from your heart. I want your glory, Lord, more than anything else. The glory of His presence. I want your glory, Lord, more than life itself. I want to feel your touch down in my soul. Your Holy Spirit in control. I hunger for, I want your glory. How many want to feel the presence of Jesus? Stand to your feet this morning and let Him know, I want your glory, Lord. I don't want anything less, anything else. I want the glory. I want the heaven's best today. Close your eyes, lift your hands, and sing it to the Father. I want your glory, Lord, more than anything else. I want your glory, Lord, more than life itself. I want to feel your touch down in my soul. Your Holy Spirit in control. I hunger for, I want your glory, Lord. One more time. I want your glory, Lord, more than anything else.
Praise
God. I want your glory, Lord, more than life itself. I want to feel your touch. I want to feel your touch down in my soul. Your Holy Spirit in control. I hunger for, I want your glory, Lord. Oh, I hunger for, I want your glory, Lord. Yes, I hunger. I want your glory, Lord. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Oh, we are open to receive your power. From your heart now. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. We are open. Oh, we are open to receive your power. So fill us. from reality. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. So fill us, thrill us, let us say, you are some reality. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Oh, Jesus, Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. I can feel the rain come down. I can feel the rain. Heaven's gates are open wide. Oh, it's pouring down again, falling on the barren land, making it a watered plain. I can feel the rain come down. Oh, I can feel the rain. Sing it out. Oh, I can feel the rain come down. I can feel the rain. Heaven's gates are open wide. Heaven's gates are open. It's not there, Debbie. Oh, it's pouring down again, falling on the barren land, falling on the barren land, making it a watered plain. Oh, I can feel the rain come down. Oh, I can feel the rain. Can you feel it this morning? Oh.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.